Zaffer presents Whalefall, written by Daniel Krauss and read by Sam Stafford. Truth. 3,000 PSI. Highway 1 drones. Cypress trees roar. Gulls shriek in squadrons. Yet all Jay Gardner hears is his father awakening the family at 6 a.m. Weekdays, weekends, holidays, the man's blood so attuned to tidal patterns that he gets up without an alarm to begin the bedroom invasions, cowbelling his coffee cup. Sleepers arise. Mitt Gardner's been dead a year now, but his foghorn will be startling Jay from sleep for the rest of his life. He's sure of it. Jay loves his mom, though, and his sisters. They're okay. So there's guilt for refusing their reasonable requests throughout the whole ugly saga. Mom, Nan, and Eva have therapists now and talk about closure. Jay's not sure he believes in therapy. He definitely doesn't believe in closure. People aren't doors. They're whole floor plans. Entire labyrinths, and the harder you try to escape, the more lost inside them you become. Jay's 17 years deep into the maze, too late to backtrack. His car sheds rust scabs as he grovels it along the cinnamon shoulder of Highway 1. A white cloud parachutes over the road, mist from ocean waves he hears but can't see. No open parking spots. Weird. This isn't Huntington Beach. There are no fudge shops, no bikini boutiques, only the Santa Lucia Mountains. Early August, 7:45 in the morning, Monastery Beach should be a ghost town, aside from Catholic cars tootling up the hill for mass at the Carmelite Monastery. Jay uses the first four swear words he thinks of. He should go home. Pick a different day. Crows puff and flap inside his ribcage in stern disapproval. This sets his heart lobbing, his scalp sweating. He psyched himself up so hard for this. Doom metal tunes and coffee that the idea of quitting nauseates him. If he leaves now, that's it. He'll never come back. To people who know him, he'll forever be the shit scraped off Mitt Gardner's shoe. Over the berm are the waters where Mitt died. Closure? No. But signposts through the labyrinth? Maybe. "You're doing the dive, Jay," he says. Moving forward is the only way out. He's ashamed how badly his mother misses him. His sisters are furious with him. Seems like no one in Monterey thinks he even deserves the name Gardner after how he allowed his father to suffer without him. This dive could change all of it. Unclenched, his jaw lets in familiar tastes of salt, sand, and fear. He knows another place to park, a side route to the beach. U-turn. A great blue heron objects with a swoop as dawn light blinds. Different from dusk light, though both feel like kinds of snares. Mitt disagreed. Jay thinks back on it. He's thought of nothing but his father all morning. 2015. Steinbeck called this the Hour of the Pearl. It's dusk. The dusk of dusk. An unblurred luster. Dad's talking about John Steinbeck's Cannery Row. You can't go 2 feet in downtown Monterey without the book being bragged about on street signs and from shop windows. Like the sardine factory ruins on the row itself, Steinbeck's novel evokes a simpler, pitiless time. Qualities Mick Gardner values. To him, modern Monterey is a boil seeping tourist pus over a coastline that should have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?